Miley Cyrus, a tune called Flowers. And it's all about flowers this morning. We're getting into a special floral chat right now on your Tuesday, the 16th of May. Welcome to the show. If you're just tuning in, just joining us, you're with Mike in the Morning on Radio Life and Style, and getting you excited for a flower festival on the cards for this weekend. In fact, kicking off this Friday, the 19th of May, running until Sunday, the 21st of May. And it's all happening at All Saints Catholic Church in Ballito. And to give us the full picture, I happen to have a florist, an arranger of notes in the studio with me, and Vaughan Harrington, who is very much involved with putting together this year's Flower Festival, joins me on the microphone for a Tuesday morning chat. And Vaughan, good morning to you. How are you today?
Good morning. Very well, thank you. And welcome to all the listeners.
Great to have you in the studio with us today. I'm really excited to find out about how things are shaping up for this Flower Festival, which is, you know, if you're a lover of beautiful floral arrangements, then this is definitely a highlight on the local calendar. And this year we've got a particular theme. What is the theme for this flower fest?
So it's Ascension and Pentecost, the theme, because this weekend we actually celebrate Ascension, and then the following weekend is Pentecost. So we thought we'd lead up into that. We start with the Stations of the Cross in the foyer of the church. We then move into the church, and we're going to have 14 mass arrangements done there.
Wow.
Not just by our parishioners. We have parishioners from as far afield as Kloof. We've got invited the church, a number of churches in the area.
Brilliant.
And then also local people supporting us. So it's going to be fabulous to have all these designers here.
And I believe some well-known designers and past SAFU judges will be there. So over 30 designs on show in total.
Absolutely, yes. Magic. It's going to be magical.
And Friday typically is your busy day, am I right?
Absolutely, yes. I think all the moms forget about the children and they come along. And I think I'd like to add that on Friday morning, what's making it very special is that we've got Crawford International School bringing their junior and senior choirs. They will probably start singing by 10 o'clock. And so it's going to make it really magical.
That's brilliant. And then I believe in the afternoon, you've got a marimba band coming
in. Yes, the Umshlalia marimba band. I mean, you know, just that sets everybody on their toes, doesn't it? You know, it's magical to have all of that in the church. And on Saturday morning, we have our own church choir there singing. And on Sunday morning, we're having our own church choir.
Marvelous. So it's going to be not just a celebration of floral artistry, but there's going to be some fantastic music and voices filling the air. And open to the public, this is a chance for you to come and experience this gorgeous event, which is only happening this weekend, 19th, this Friday things kick off, 9:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m., am I right?
Correct.
Okay.
And then on Saturday, I'd just like to add that unfortunately we're closing the church at 1:30 because we are having a funeral. A very tragic event happened on Friday. One of our confirmation candidates passed away.
No.
And so they need to have the funeral on Saturday afternoon because of the crematorium. But so I'm urging people who wanted to come on Saturday morning, the ones who are coming in the afternoon. But it will be open all day on Sunday as well.
So there'll be a chance.
It is a chance, yes.
And, you know, this has been a year that has been, even though we're halfway, or not even halfway through the year, already this year has been marked by some really tragic passings in the community. And there is a chance with this weekend's Flower Festival for friends, family, loved ones that are connected to someone who has passed on to make a dedication. And there's a chance to really remember those that have left us too soon. How is that going to unfold?
Right, so we have envelopes in the church, and people can take an envelope, fill in their little message they'd like to send and the person's name, and that we then print a card, and it goes to one of the designs that's in the church, will be dedicated to that person. That is a special dedication to all the people that have, the young people that have passed in this community. We're going to dedicate the whole altar, which is going to be quite wide. I would say it's about 4 meters of flower arranging.
Wow.
And we're going to dedicate that to all the young people in the community that have passed. What I would like to ask is if anyone knows of any of a particular person, we don't want to miss anyone. We have a few names. If they could just contact the church, and Charmaine is very ready to receive the names, and we will print cards. We are not asking for donations for that. We're just doing that for the community.
It's a beautiful gesture. And if you're looking to get any contact details, if you head online to allsaintsbelito.co.za, that's the website. All the contact details are right up there. And if you're trying to, in your mind, locate the church, if you don't already know where the All Saints Catholic Church in Belito is located, it's just next to Townsend Park. I mean, it couldn't be more central, and as a landmark in the center of town, it's going to come alive with incredible, beautiful arrangements starting this Friday. You don't want to miss it. 3 days of creative floral artistry, and R60 is your entrance fee for the general public to get you in there, and of course, it's all going towards a great cause.
And there'll be a delicious tea served.
Ooh, well, for that alone, count me in. I'll be there. Vaughan, thank you so much for giving us the picture, and I know it's been a lot of tireless work in the background to coordinate this and to bring it all together, and it's ready to bloom now, so we're looking forward to an absolutely stunning flower festival for this year. And if you're listening to this, and if you've got a gap on Friday or Saturday morning or throughout Sunday, please make a beeline for the tree line. Head towards Townsend Park and find All Saints Catholic Church Belito, because this is definitely one that you don't want to miss. Any last words from your side?
Just looking forward to seeing everybody, you know, people from outside of the area as well. They'll have a fabulous time.
Well, there you go. Guaranteed. You heard it here on Radio Life and Style, and my special guest, Vaughan Harrington, she'll see you at the Flower Festival this weekend. Vaughan, this one's for you. Here's Tom Petty and a tune called Wildflowers.
Thank you.